Hello, I'm Susan and I'm the Chief Exec of Vista. Welcome to Vista News. Firstly, and most importantly, I have some stop press news. Blaby Council have granted planning permission for our new Centre for Sight Loss on the site in Leicester Forest East, and I am so excited to be able to share this huge news with you, our members, about this massive milestone. You will know that we have had long-held plans for this development, which stretch back over 12 years, and more recently we've faced extensive delays in the planning process over the last 12 months, so this is a really important news point for Vista. Over the coming months, we'll be doing extensive work to refine our designs and ensure they fully meet the needs of those people we support and for the charity in the future. And of course, our members will be a vital part of that. So watch out for more information about how you can get involved. We will also be working really hard to raise the funds, of course, because we need to build it. So I'd like to take this huge opportunity to say a massive thank you to everyone who's helped us get this far and is going to help us in the time ahead. Please note that this year our AGM will be held slightly later than usual, on Thursday the 24th of November. This delay is to allow for the implementation of a new financial system here at Vista and for our new auditors to do a slightly more in-depth audit as part of that change. We will of course be able to tell you much more about our plans for the Centre for Sight Loss then, and I hope you can make it. More details will follow in our next mailing. Now, on to the newsletter. I had hoped that by now we'd be looking back on COVID, but as we are in our third summer with people still struggling with the infection, I will instead say that I sincerely hope that this finds you and your family well and safe. At Vista, we are still catching up with so much of the work and projects that were either delayed or stopped completely during the peaks of the pandemic, but now we've got a dedicated manager in place to focus on the services specifically targeting our members and their engagement. In fact, most of this member news will be taken over by Rebecca and her team, and you'll hear from her shortly. There is always going to be so much more to do, but I continue to be extremely proud of everything that Vista achieves every day. And so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone, every member of staff, every volunteer, and every supporter who form a part of Team Vista.
Hello, I'm Rebecca. It's great to have recently started at Vista as Member Services Manager. My previous roles have been to increase access and engagement within the arts, so this is new and different in many ways, and I'm looking forward to developing the services on offer to Vista members. Within member services currently is the Digital Dynamos team and the Virtual Activity Programme, as well as eye screenings in the community on our touring van. Here is what's coming up. Digital Dynamos. Do you need some support to use your technology? Our digital team are here to help you become more digitally savvy, to get the most out of assistive technology in your day-to-day living and to stay socially connected. You can book a one-to-one session or try one of our regular groups. All things Apple, all things Android, RC Experts, and all things JAWS, a screen reader program for Microsoft Windows. If you'd like to find out more about the service, please contact Ian, Vista's Digital Dynamos Coordinator, on 07715 078 845. Virtual Activity. The Virtual Activity Programme continues to run over the summer and into September, offering an array of activities to take part in at home, as well as a way of connecting with others. The sessions run on Zoom and are also accessible via landline. Coming up is gardening, laughing yoga, Tai Chi, chair-based exercise, information sessions from Guide Dogs, Retina UK and Diabetes UK. You can find the full list of activities on the events page on our website, which is www.vistablind.org.uk/virtual. All these sessions are free, and if you need support to access the sessions on your device, please get in touch by calling Venetia on 07715 078 811. We hope that you'll join us on one of these programmes soon. We're asking our members some questions to help us understand what Vista can do to best fit the needs of our community. The answers will help us to shape our offer going forwards. To take part in the survey, please call us on 0116 249 8839. You can leave a message and one of the team will call you back to collect your answers. Alternatively, you can complete the survey online on vistablind.org.uk/survey. If you take part, you'll be asked to answer yes, no, or I don't know for each of the following. I would like to meet other people with lived experience of sight loss in the community in person. I would like to meet other people with lived experience of sight loss online. I would like to develop my social interactions and would like Vista to support me to do this. I would like a place where I can drop in and have a coffee and a chat on a regular basis. I would like support coming to terms with my sight loss. I would like support to understand my rights and benefits entitlement. I would be prepared to pay a small fee to attend events, courses or activities if it meant more services could be on offer. I'd be interested in a paid membership if it meant I could access more services and opportunities, for example, discounts for group trips, invites for special events and what's on information about accessible opportunities locally. I would like to find out local news, events and activities that are accessible to visually impaired people. I would like to be able to share my tips for day-to-day living with others. I would like a group I can meet with and share life with in my community. I would like to go on trips with Vista, for example, cinema, theatre, pubs, meals out. Staying in touch. We'd like to be able to keep in touch with more people more regularly by email, with new opportunities as our offer develops. If you'd like to hear from us by audio voice note on WhatsApp, you can join our new WhatsApp group. This is for receiving information only. The chat function will be turned off, so you won't get inundated with messages. Please be aware that your mobile number will be included in the list of participants on the group chat. You can remove yourself from the group at any time. Once you've shared your mobile number, we will message you a link to the group, and we may contact you using this number in future. If you'd like to receive information about Vista services, events and activities, as well as opportunities to get involved in advocacy projects by email and or WhatsApp, you can opt in at the same time as completing the survey by phone or online.
Vista has recently been successful in securing funding from the Department for Transport as a pilot project in their programme to tackle loneliness through transport. The project will look at several initiatives to improve accessibility to transport for local people with sight loss. Our members regularly tell us that lack of accessible transport is one of the biggest barriers to taking part in activities and engaging in our local communities. The first outcome will be a mailing later this summer about local transport options in accessible formats to all people registered with sight loss locally or receiving support from Vista. Vista is a charity and all our services for members are funded by donations. Our fire walk in May was a great success, raising over £10,000 and seeing several members braving the coals. Fancy making a splash for Vista? On Saturday the 3rd of September, we will be holding our first open water swim at Six Hills. Guides will be available to assist members wanting to take part. Bright for Sight. On World Sight Day, 13th of October, we are asking people to wear bright colours and donate to Vista. You can get your school, workplace, club or organisation involved. Help us support more people with sight loss. As a member of Vista, you will know how vital our support can be. One way you can help us to still be here for our members of the future is to leave a gift to Vista in your will. For more information about leaving a gift to Vista, please talk to your solicitor. Whatever amount you can leave can make a big difference. You can also find out more information about leaving a legacy from the fundraising team on 0116 249 8801. Thank you for listening to this Vista News update. Take care and bye for now. You have received this mailing as a member of Vista. If you want to stop receiving communications from us, please call 0116 249 8839.